Council to approve a resolution to sell a section of real estate to Jordan's Quick Stop LLC. Brent, would you read the resolution, please?
Yes, ma'am. Resolution number 2025-2, a resolution to sell real estate. Be it resolved by the Board of Aldermen of the City of Thayer, Missouri as follows. Whereas the City of Thayer is a fourth-class city in the state of Missouri and is bound by the revised statutes of Missouri and the general ordinances as set forth in municipal code of the City of Thayer. And whereas the Board of Aldermen of the City of Thayer wish to further develop the City of Thayer and see that there are opportunities for additional business and/or companies to utilize the city as a location for company operations so that additional job opportunities will be created for Thayer citizens. Whereas a motion was made and passed at a special called meeting of the Board of Aldermen for the City of Thayer on May 5th, 2025, to approve the City of Thayer entering into a contract with Jordan's Quick Stop LLC to sell real estate as described in said contract. Now therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Aldermen of the City of Thayer, Missouri as follows. Section 1, that the Mayor of City of Thayer is authorized to enter into a contract for the sale of real estate to Jordan's Quick Stop LLC. Said real estate will be utilized for the purpose of providing a new business to construct and provide additional employment opportunities for Thayer citizens in addition to associated tax revenue. Section 2, the Mayor is authorized to sign this resolution approving it on behalf of the City of Thayer, Missouri. Section 3, the City Clerk is directed to attest the Mayor's signature, pass and approve this 5th day of May 2025.
Do I have a motion?
Motion approved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, wait a second.
Second.
I thought you were going to ask a question.
You may ask a question, Ms. Carroll.
Okay. It's been, I don't know, a year or two since I've been, because I think it's been in process for quite a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
It was my understanding that there was a grant for $500,000.
There was a grant for the sewer and water project. And Brent, correct me, is there anything else?
For Jordan's.
That's it.
That's it. For that property where Jordan's is going to sit. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the $500,000, so we're buying it, we're selling it to Jordan's for $200,000.
Yes, ma'am.
And so the $300,000 is what happens to that?
Okay, there's still, that grant still has some money left in it to finish part of the sewer and water project that's left to do. The actual purchase of the land was purchased separately. So the land was purchased for $500,000. The grant was also $500,000.
Yes.
So that did not come out of Thayer coffers at all?
The grant did not. The other $500,000 to purchase the land did. Are you following me then?
No. So we're talking $1 million for this?
Well, the land was $500,000 and the sewer, yes, and water is $500,000, yes.
But I'm sorry to interrupt. Ms. Carroll?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. The grant's separate from the city transaction. But does the grant say anything about developing it for Jordan's, or is it just for development? Because there's other opportunities out there,
right,
to recoup more.
I was not here at the time that the grant was received.
Mm-hmm.
And you all correct me anywhere I need correcting, please. But as I understood it, they got the grant for the Jordan's project because there was not water and sewer there and available. Am I correct?
But mainly to develop the rest of the property too. Like the lift station is designed to fit anything else that could come in there.
There's a total of 16 acres there. And so the water and sewer was supposed to be developed so that it can handle anything that came onto that property.
Yes, ma'am.
That was just our only option was Jordan's, and now we're going to do
Jordan's was just interested, and that letter of intent they signed, DRA. DRA is really big into like commerce and growth and stuff like that, so that was what helped get the DRA grant. It's not specifically just for Jordan's, but since Jordan's is attached to it, it's just kind of construed as such, so.
I was just curious because nobody had an opportunity to purchase other than Jordan's until now.
We're going to try to design it and engineer it, not just sell. We've got to make the road, we've got to make lots, so we need time after Jordan's. Jordan's is going to be the focal point, work around it.
Right.
They were first, we got to start somewhere.
Right, and they can back out at any time if the road's not developed. That's what the contract reads. The road's not developed. The upper road's not developed, not maintained. The ride in, ride out, conceptually approved. Haven't heard anything about that yet either. So that's why I asked, like, we're going to sell it to Jordan's at this point. But reading the contract, there's still a lot on the line.
Right. Hopefully, John, and correct me again if I'm wrong, I'm so new that I don't want to give anybody misinformation. But, you know, once we sign the resolution, we'll be able to close with Jordan's, or where they will give us the money for that sale of the land. We also have received a portion of the money that was donated by Community Betterment.
Yes.
And so we haven't received all of that yet. That was supposed to be, as I understand it, for the ride in, ride out.
The development of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was for development of the road in exchange for the final 3 acres. That's what the minutes say.
Yes, there's not, the minutes say that. There's not an actual contract with that or anything else.
Okay.
That. But that's what they were thinking.
I just wanted to make sure it was all clear and out and open for when the audit comes. It's all spelled out for the public.
Sure. Miss Carroll.
So we're talking $1.3 million of what this whole Jordan's deal is.
It's not just specifically Jordan's, though.
It's no? that amount of money engulfs the whole 16 acres.
Okay.
The Jordan's deal and whatever, whoever else purchases up there to put business up there.
Okay.
Is everybody good?
Mrs. Mayor?
Yes.
I would just like to ask the council if they are aware of, I think it's, Missouri Statute 99.936 regarding disposal of real property. Talks about within a development project area and the process that it requires.
Mr. Kreis, I am not familiar with that particular statute, but hopefully our city attorney is. Are you familiar with that?
I mean, I'm familiar that there is a section 99. Yes, I'm not sure what the question is. Other than that, he asked if someone's familiar with it. I mean, it exists.
Can you tell us what it is?
It talks about how to convey the property there and specifically states that, if I may read, 99.936, skipping down to Section 2, well, Section 1 talks about the property to be first to be sold at fair market value. And I don't know if the council's aware or not, but there's been some property sale over there up and down that highway for quite a bit of different dollar amount than what we're getting out of that. I think the... as the council probably aware, they were interested in the Chevrolet property, and it brought nearly $1 million, 900 and some thousand. And then the grocery store over there is listed for, I think, 885. So I just a question: why are we selling ours for 200?
Bob, there's the existing buildings. How much does it cost to build a building?
Well, I get your point, Mr. Schultz. I understand. But, you know, the one property, the building is a burden, not a plus. And the other property does have some value to the building. But it just kind of looks like, you know, that the property should be worth more than that. You know, it's nominally... I would venture to say grossly low.
Should probably read Section 2 of that one.
Yeah. Well, Section 2, skipping on down to 2, going by 1, Section 2 on 99.936, disposal of real property, says the municipality authority or authority shall, by public notice published in a public newspaper, having a general circulation in a development area prior to selecting one or more developers for any development project or any portion thereof, invite proposals from and make available all pertinent information to private developers or any persons interested in undertaking the development or of such development project or any portion thereof. Such notice shall be published at least once each week during the 2 weeks preceding the selection of a developer, shall identify the area of the development project or development projects or any portion thereof for which one or more available may be obtained at the office of the municipality or authority. The municipality or authority shall consider all proposals and the financial and legal ability of the prospective developers to carry out their proposal. It goes on and says a couple more sentences of kind of not so important language, but I didn't want to keep it too long. I was just wondering why that wasn't followed or considered. And I know, Mrs. Mayor, you weren't here, so you won't be able to answer my question.
The one thing I would like to say, Bob, and you may be able to explain this to me, we're a fourth class city, so we're governed under Chapter 79 of Missouri Stats. And so I'm not sure how this from Chapter 99 correlates. I do know that there has been some debate about the sale of real estate, and I know that being the size city that we are, we do not have to sell per bid necessarily. But that's what we were up here trying to figure out. How can you help us with that, Mr. Nelson? How this Chapter 99, how it correlates with Chapter 79, which is what governs a fourth class city?
Well, what I think is being referenced in 99 is talking about developer selection.
Right.
Which, to this point, no quote-unquote developer has been selected, to my knowledge. There's Jordan's has purchased a piece of property, but I don't know that Jordan's is a quote-unquote developer. So I don't think one necessarily ties to the other.
Okay.
What constitutes as a developer?
Yeah.
It's kind of like elected official and employee from last meeting, I guess.
I would think.
Well, it's like when a city sells the land bare and then the developer does what we did with the water and sewer and then the roads and all that. That's what a developer does.
So that is what should be done. And as we go forward with this, everything we do will be published.
That would be great. I've noticed that there's a lot not published by the city, and so this has been going on forever, it feels like, for Jordan's.
Right.
And it's never in the minutes.
Well, we're gonna do our very best to get it out there so that people know what's going on.
That would be wonderful.
To give people an opportunity. Yes. Yeah.
Ms. Mayor, will and a question for you and maybe Mr. Nelson, will something like this potentially bring a negative to our city that could potentially as a lawsuit or something like that if this 99's not reviewed a little bit more deeper? Or, I don't think my question's very clear.
I understand what you're asking, Logan. This is one of those things that it can be very difficult to navigate.
Yeah.
That's why we have a city attorney. And, you know, we're going to continue to research and be sure that we're doing things the very best we can. A lot of this project, as Bob said, happened before I came. And so there's a lot of things that I don't have control over. And to be honest with you, the council controls what happens here. And they want to get together, have a workshop, and work out what the plans and proposals are. And we will be sharing that with the community as we go. But we will sure research it and see what else we need to know about it.
I guess just kind of to follow up, if I may, Mrs. Mayor and Council, there's not many corners on 63 Highway. I'm trying to look around Mike here. There's not many corners on 63 Highway that are available for retail, you know, and it's very important. And it just kind of seems like that, and I get it, you know, we applied for a grant and it had Jordan's name on it. But it just, and you'd have to be in the small niche of businessmen, and the percentage would be very small, that would be looking to do something like that, that maybe could provide more tax base for the city than this was. I don't know if I'm making my question or comment very clear to y'all.
I think, Bob, and like I said, I feel correct me if I tell you wrong. I've been, you know, here about a week asking every question I could think of, and I'm sure I've forgotten a few. But I think, in all honesty, whenever this came about, Jordan's was really the only business we had that made an offer at that time. And so that's one of the reasons that they went with it. They saw an opportunity they felt would be good for the city, mm-hmm. and they went forward.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm literally 15 minutes longer than you.
15 minutes longer? Who's been here? 15 has been here longer than me and Mr. Clocker. But am I right? Is that we didn't have a floodgate of folks just waiting to come in.
In years.
I get it, you know, but you know, they're it's kind of might have been a little bit unfair to local businessmen that, now I heard the ex-mayor say one night here three or four meetings ago that he didn't think there was anybody in this area that could hoss the three, and he might have not used the word hoss, but he said didn't think anybody that in this area that would could afford to spend $3 million, you know, on a project like that. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if he didn't know or what, but I mean, there's people here that would might spend $6 million or $7 million on a project like that if they were given the opportunity. And if they missed out on that particular property on that corner, they may not be interested in something up the hill or something, I guess. That's what I'm trying to.
Right. Well, I can't speak for the former mayor. I know he had a desire to see things grow. And I don't know exactly what went on in 2020. Was it 23 that this started?
22.
I'm sorry I wasn't here at those meetings. Mm-hmm. But at this point, they've made contract with Jordan's and feel like we need to go forward with that. I am in hopes that, you know, once this project gets started and people can see what's happening there, there'll be more people interested in the property around it.
Right.
And we can see some great things happen.
Right. Well, and I'm not protesting the sale. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Bryant? I'm just making a point that if things might should have been considered differently.
Well, we appreciate your point, and we appreciate everybody that's come and participated. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.